Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere, where we dwell, where we meander, where we wander into the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, least of all know about, but absolutely need to. So here we are. It's TGIF Friday, and I normally work on Saturdays, but I'm going out to the Fish Fest tomorrow in Hillsborough Stadium. Gonna go listen to some live music and do a little petition signature gathering for the organization locally here in Oregon, which wants to amend public funds subsidizing abortion, which I totally support. My target is 1,000 signatures. I've achieved 10. So it might be a long day tomorrow. I'm going to take a lot of water with me. Does it matter that we get out and still stay proactive in life because of all the problems that are happening? Well, yeah. You know, I can remember when I was just a kid and my mom, TV was, we're talking, this was a long time ago since I started out right around the time dirt originated. Anyway, I asked my mom about all these catastrophic things that I was listening to on the news. I couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 years old. And my mother explained to me, "Sweetheart, people have been telling other people that the sky is falling for a million years. So, just go do your homework." And so there it is, words of wisdom. And here we go into the scripture today. "We all fell down and we all heard a voice speaking in Hebrew. 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 'You're only hurting yourself.' 'Who are you, sir?' And the Lord replied, 'I am Jesus, the one you're persecuting. Now get up, because I've appointed you to be my servant and to be my witness throughout the world. And you are to tell the entire world about this experience you're having right now and the many more you will have in the near future. And I will protect you from both your own people and from the Gentiles. I am going to send you out to open their eyes to their true condition so that they may repent and that they may live in the light of God instead of walking in Satan's darkness, so that they would obtain forgiveness for their sins and also an eternal inheritance along with all the other people whose sins would be cleansed away, who are set apart by faith in me. And so, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient in visions from heaven. And now, through Christ and all the kindness of God that has been poured out upon all of us undeserving sinners, and now he is sending us out all around the world to tell all the people everywhere about these great and wonderful things that God has already done for them, so that they too would believe and be obedient. And so, dear friends, tell everyone that the man who finds life will find it through trusting God. And God will show his anger one day from heaven against all the sinful and all evil men who push away the truth from them. For the truth about God is known to them instinctively, because God has put this knowledge in their hands so that they will have no excuse when they stand before God at the judgment day. Yes, they knew about him all the time, but they wouldn't admit it, and they wouldn't worship him, and they didn't thank him for all the things that he did for them every day. So let God enter in and tell them. That's why God said, let you go out. Let you go out and tell them. Let them know about all the evil things that they do, that they would turn away from sin, that they would deserve the forgiveness of the great King and his kindness, and that it is meant to lead them to repentance, that he would give each and every one of them eternal life to those who patiently do the will of God, seeking for this unseen glory and this honor and the eternal life that only he offers, and a warning to those that he will punish those who fight against the truth of God, that want to walk in evil ways, and God's anger will be poured out on them. That day will surely come at God's command, and Jesus Christ, he will judge. He will judge even the secret lives of everyone. He will judge the innermost thoughts and the innermost motives. This is all part of the great plan, which I am telling you about right now, and asking that the way that you live will always be pleasing to the great Lord and honor him, so that you will always be doing good things and kind things for other people. Good and kind things while all the time you're learning to know the God, the Creator God, the loving Master. Know him better and pray that you will be filled every day with his mighty, glorious strength, so that you also can keep going forward no matter what happens, and always, no matter what happens, always be full of the cup of joy of the Lord, and always thankful to the Father who has made us fit to share all wonderful things that belong to the kingdom of those who live in the kingdom of his light. He brought light into the darkness, and he rescued us out of the darkness and the gloom of Satan's kingdom. He brought us into the kingdom of light. He brought us freedom with his blood when he forgave us our sins. And He wanted us to be part of his family. And that's why he sent his son. For God wanted all of himself to be in his son. And then it was through what his son did that God cleared a path for everyone to come onto him. Yes. All things in heaven and on earth. Yes, for Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by his blood. Hey, listen up. That includes you. You who were once far away from God, you were his enemy and hated him. You were separated from him by your evil thoughts and all of your actions. Yet now, you have drawn close to him. His Holy Spirit has lightened you, and he has brought you back, and you're now his friend. And you walk with him. And everything he has done for his friend, he did this through his death on the cross and his own human body. And now, as a result of this, Christ himself has brought you into the very presence of God. And you are standing there before him with nothing left against you. Nothing left. Nothing left that could even chide you for. No. The only condition is that you fully believe the truth. Standing in it, standing steadfast, standing firm, and standing in the Lord. And this is the secret, that Christ is in your heart, and that is your only hope for glory. Yes, what do you think the scripture means when it says, the Holy Spirit whom God has placed within us watches over us with tender jealousy? Yes. Yes, he left that intrinsic knowledge. And if you were wise, you will live a life of steadfast goodness so that only good deeds will pour forth. And if you don't brag about them, then you will truly be wise. Because you see, when a man is saved by what he does as well as what he believes. Yes, God has placed that intrinsic knowledge and he watches over us. And he gives us more and more strength each and every day to stand against evil things and evil longings. As the scripture says, God gives us strength, and he gives it to the humble. But he sets himself against the proud and the haughty. So give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when you do draw close to God, God will draw close to you. Be good and love God alone and make him your priority. Let your hearts be filled only with God alone and make your thoughts be pure and true to him. And let there be tears in your hearts and sorrow and grief and sadness instead of joy when you see the sins in the world and its worthlessness before the Lord. Let there be tears for the wrong things you have done. Let there be sorrow and sincere grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and joy. Let there be gloom when you realize that your worthlessness before the Lord in sin, he will lift you out of it. He will lift you up and he will encourage you and he will help you. And he has said, and bringing into remembrance this, that he is the only one that can rightly judge among us, and that he alone decides to save or destroy. So don't criticize or speak evil of each other, dear brothers. For if you do, you're fighting against God's law of loving one another, declaring it is wrong. It's not your job. Remember to do right. Remember to be of good courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Remember to be patient. Remember to hear the cries of the needy. You've spent your years here on earth having fun, satisfying your every whim, and now your faint hearts are ready for slaughter. You have condemned and killed good men who had no power to defend themselves. And now, dear brothers who are waiting for the Lord's return, be patient like a farmer. Be patient like a farmer who waits until the autumn for his precious ripened harvest. Be patient and of good courage, and don't grumble. Don't be above criticism. The great judge is coming. He is almost here, and he will be the great judge. And if anyone is suffering among the brethren and in the family, we should keep praying about it. Each and every one of us lifting them, brethren, up in prayer. And be obedient in prayer and offered prayer in faith by those who will humble themselves, those who admit their faults and pray for each other. The earnest prayer of those a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. Thus saith the Lord. So, I don't need to speak about old ground over and over again, speaking about old teachings. Christians ought to obey. They don't need to speak any further about this foolishness, but only in the faith in God. There's no use in arguing. Know only how good the Word of God is and how to feel the mighty powers of the Word and how the mighty power of that Word needs to be brought to the world. And don't turn away. The farmer's land has many showers upon it, and good crops come up to the good and experienced farmer, and God's blessing is upon it. He has given us promises, and he has given us an oath. And he has bound himself to that oath. Two things that we know and we can count on. and it's impossible for God to tell a lie. You know that it's our certain hope that we will be saved, and it will be a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls, and it will connect us with God himself, who is behind the sacred curtain that is in heaven, where Christ has gone ahead to plead for us from his position as our high priest with honor and rank of Melchizedek. Our new high priest who took an oath, he would always be our priest. And the Lord has sworn it and never will change his mind. And because of that oath, we have been saved. And all who come to God through him, since he will live forever, he will always be there to remind God. And he will be there as the one who died, who leaves the inheritance to his children. He took the blood to the holy seat, and he paid for it. He paid for their sins, and now they're wiped out. They are as far as the east is from the west. And he is therefore their high priest. And he is holy, and he is blameless. He is unstained. We are no longer under the old system. He has broken that through his human hands. He rules and reigns. And he has said, this is the new agreement I will make with the people of Israel, said the Lord. I will write my laws in their minds so they will know what I want them to do without me even having to tell them. And these laws will be in their hearts, and they will love me. They will want to obey me every day. They will draw close to me because they love me. And I will draw close to them because I am their God, and they are my people. Because everyone, great and small, will know. Everyone will know about the great agreement that God has made. And we that know, and we are in that room, in that upper room, inside of that ark, we have that tablet of stone with the Ten Commandments written on them, even on our hardened hearts. And we use it as manna. And these Ten Commandments, they are the guardians of our hearts. Because we honor our high priest and king. He came as high priest of this better system which we now have. He went in to the upper heavens. He went in to that greater perfect tabernacle in the heavens. Not made by man, nor any part of this world. And once and for all, took blood into that inner room, the Holy of Holies, and sprinkled it on the mercy seat. But it was not the blood of goats. It was not the blood of calves. No. He took his own blood, and with it, he himself made sure that we had eternal salvation through him. And if under the old system, the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of young cows could have cleansed men's bodies from sin, just think how much more surely the blood of Christ will transform our lives and our hearts. His sacrifice frees us from worry. We are freed from worry of having to obey every little old rule, and makes us want to serve the living God, for by the Holy, Holy, Holy Spirit, and by the help of the eternal Holy Spirit, Christ willingly gave himself to God to die for our sins, he being perfect without a single sin or fault. This is the blood that marks the beginning of the agreement between you and me and God. Yes, the agreement God commanded and he made with all of us. He came once for all, and at the end of the age, to put away the power of sin forever for dying for us. Wow. And just as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes and in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 26, if that it had been necessary, then he would have had to die again and again and again ever since the world began. But no, he came once for all at the end of the age to put away the power of sin forever by dying for us. Yes. And in this time, he's come and brought salvation to all of those who are eagerly and patiently waiting for him. Yep. That's why Christ said as he came into the world, "Oh God, the blood of bulls and rams cannot satisfy you. So you have made ready this body of mine for me to lay down as a sacrifice on your offering, for your offering. For by one offering he made forever perfect in the sight of God all of those whom he is making holy." So, this is the agreement. He is the great high priest of ours. He rules over the entire of God's household. So let us not neglect him, and let us not neglect our church meetings together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back is drawing so close and so near. Don't forget to tell everyone about the wonderful days when you first learned about Christ and the love you have for him, and be confident and reassured what he's going to do when he comes back. Hope to see you tomorrow. Praise the King.